that like, what was that?
I think it's a water bottle.
Oh. We're fixing it. Go live and something went pop.
It was a water bottle.
Okay.
I think we're fine.
You think we're okay?
I think we're
not going to blow up or anything while we're
don't think
all
so.
The equipment and the soundboard and everything. Oh, my goodness. It is the Saturday before Thanksgiving. It's the
Man, that okay.
I just want to start the show over. Can we just like take two?
Well, I was going to say, I think I was the one up for a basketball workout this morning at 6 o'clock. I think I heard you snoring still. So if anything, I should have the excuse of being tired, not you.
Okay, then I want you to take my two tax planning and projection appointments for tomorrow, and let's try this again tomorrow and let you see how you do. Let's talk about a disaster of a year for tax planning projections. Holy smoke. But I don't want to dirty up this show with that, so we'll just... Enough said about that. But,
yeah, it's a Saturday before Christmas.
It is a Saturday before Christmas. Wow, hard to... But 2020 is gone. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness. See you later. Don't bleed over
well,
to 2021.
I'm about to say, we don't know what 2021 is going to be like yet.
I know. But yeah, so this show is Christmas bumper music. Going to have a Christmas list. And it's funny, just looking at your list is very expensive.
Okay, but listen...
And is that just not women in general, folks?
No, I resent that.
Can I say that?
I resent that.
I look at her list, I'm like, holy smoke.
Well, not all of them have to be like the real expensive brands. Okay. Walmart's a really good place
okay.
to
well,
get
Well, anyway.
Stuff.
Anyway. but yeah, so we're going to have just some things you might not have considered in case you need some last-minute ideas and like a very last-minute. good luck getting them. You might have to print off a picture, but I think they're still good things. What else have we got, Taylor?
That's some news stories, and I think we actually do have – I have one calendar event.
There. You have one calendar? I don't think I have anything. Do I?
Mine is a very long way to lay, though.
Yeah, it's a – I do have one I can talk about. That I know is still at this point is being planned. They did cancel the East Tennessee Fishing Show. Hmm. So
things are just getting canceled left and right.
Yeah, and we postponed the high school bass class.
Yep.
That was out of there's just a lot going on and school protocols came into that. But speaking of the high school bass class, we did reschedule that event for December the 30th and 31st. Still going to be the Anderson, still
January.
At Hilton Garden. I mean, January. Wow.
I think I should get an extra $5 for this show.
I doubt it. It won't happen. January 30th and 31st, still at the Hilton Garden Inn in Anderson, South Carolina. I believe at this point we may have a change in one of the speakers. And we're waiting for the open schedule to come out. That should be out. Shortly, so
that's going to be a factor in some of our
speakers. it could be so
kind of a last minute change, but I think it was for the best.
It was. All our sponsors appreciated the thought that went into it, and hopefully over the next few weeks things will improve even more, and it's not like most high school anglers are worried about it. Mm-hmm. It's just some of the schools, some of the parents, and just a busy time of the year. You know, we had originally scheduled this thing for before Thanksgiving and ran into some problems there, so had to move it. And, it's just, it is what it is, so to speak. But anyway, and then we do have some things going on and some, just some stuff. You know just, how we are. We run
have
a lot of stuff.
I have a lot of random stuff.
Yeah, we have a lot of random stuff. Didn't try to schedule anybody because, like I said, things are busy for a lot of people and didn't want to tie up anybody's time. Oh, but we did, I did hear back, I extended an invitation to Steve Rinella because he has a new book out. And since we did the new book by Rob Simbeck the other week, I reached out to Steve and said, hey, if you want to have time. I did hear back from him. He's busy. No kidding. It's the holidays. No kidding, which I sent this out at the end of November. So anyway, we are going to get together first of the year. And do and probably we'll do something on the books, probably find out what's new in the meat eater world and get his opinion. He's always got an opinion to share.
That's good, though.
Thankfully.
Makes
Sophie,
for a good conversation.
Get out from underneath my chair.
Yeah. Go. Y'all, Sophie's actually off her bed today.
Oh, she'll go back out and start snoring in a minute, but she was looking for scraps underneath my chair for some reason or another. And I haven't even been eating in this one. But anyway, so yeah. So looking forward to that in the new year. And this new year's going to be fun. We got a lot of stuff that we're going to delve into.
This is going to be what, our, is it our seventh or eighth year?
Starting our eighth year in March.
Wow.
Well, you haven't been around for that long.
I have. I've been on a little bit here and there.
Once or twice over here, but yeah.
Once or twice.
Yeah. Seventh year will wind up on March the, I don't know, 15th or something like that. And the eighth year will begin on March the 22nd, 23rd, whatever that date is this year. What date is that this year?
Sure.
We're not getting very far. We're not getting much done
We're
on this
not.
Show.
But
it's just where my mind is. I'm sorry, folks. It's just
you are March, busy with you're busy with tax
March 20th. Work. So March 20th, we'll begin our eighth year. Incredible.
You're not here mentally because of your tax work.
No.
I'm not here mentally because I just got done with exams.
Aww.
And I'm a little sleepy.
Aww. Yeah.
But for everybody else that finished exams, good job.
Yeah.
Good
Congratulations
job.
To all you kids that survived another semester of whatever
oh,
school was
word.
Like for you. My oldest daughter's a school teacher. I understand some of the things y'all have been going through. But yeah. So I don't really know where to start.
I don't either. We don't really have that much time left.
I'm glad this is a Saturday before Christmas. After, well, actually, it'll be the Saturday before Christmas. Next Saturday will be after Christmas. So I don't know how many people are going to be listening, but we apologize if this is not a very good show, y'all. Just bear with us. We're bound to have an off one every once in a while.
It's been a long week.
Yeah, it's just been a long year.
But we did. We got to get outside and do some hunting this week.
Look, I've got stories here from not like local magazines, but we're talking Fox News, Washington Times on Wall Street Journal about how much this pandemic has helped hunting and fishing numbers. Mm-hmm. So there's always a glass half full. Yeah, sometimes you have to look for it a little while longer, but they're always a glass half full. It's just a couple things going on, and I'll let you get to that in a second. Today, this was December 16th, news from South Carolina Department of Natural Resources. Today, Governor McMaster signed into law Act 155, also known as the Apprentice Hunting License Program at the James O. Thomason Shooting Range in Spartanburg County. Through this, the one-year cap is removed for newer aspiring hunters who had not taken the hunter education course to hunt with a licensed hunter who is 21 years of age or older. This program is great for the established hunter to share the joy of hunting with a friend or relative in a safe manner, especially this year when more and more people are finding themselves outdoors. Today is a great day for anyone who wants to get outdoors in South Carolina. It's been a challenging year. There's no better time to make it easier for people to get outside and hunt. Bill does two things. It extends the apprentice license privilege to allow hunters to try out hunting for more than 1 year before being required to take hunter education. It also enables families with children with disabilities and special needs to enjoy being a field together. This is attained through the age of 21 years. It is not licensed as an apprentice hunter and stays within a certain distance that enables uninterrupted, unbraided, unaided visual and oral communications with the apprentice hunter and provides adequate direction to the apprentice. Changes the non-resident apprentice license fee from an annual privilege to a temporary 3-day privilege. So this is good for those of you that want to take a son-in-law or something out for the first time. Really cool. So with Christmas, we want to get into Christmas spirit. Mm-hmm. I actually bought something the other day for Christmas. And
wow, is it
yeah,
for me?
It's amazing. No. So anyway, enjoy some bumper music. Christmas stuff. We'll be back. More Woods and Water South on the other side of the break.
Four five WGTK, the answer. If you want even more insights, commentary, and answers on everything happening here in the Upstate and across the nation, tune into the all-new Answer Podcast Network, featuring more in-depth analysis from your favorite national hosts, as well as expert local insights on finances, faith, health, and more. The Answer Podcast Network is your destination for all the latest news. New episodes are uploaded weekly, so no matter what the question, find the right answer with the all-new Answer Podcast Network, free online at 945theanswer.com.
I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
One of America's greatest presidents, President Ronald Reagan, died from Alzheimer's. Joey Hudson here. Nearly 250,000 people die each year from loss of cognitive function. We need to keep our Americans great. That's why Earth's Creation created NeuroBoost. With just one delicious scoop packed with 18 natural ingredients, you'll increase memory, focus, and energy, and stay the great American you are. Go to MyBrainBooster.com. That's MyBrainBooster.com. Get your supply today. Joey Hudson here. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule and getting up those very early mornings. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty like all the other MyPillow products. First night you sleep on Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. And right now, Mike's making a very special offer for all my listeners. You're going to receive two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-893-4058, use promo code Joey, or go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, always use promo code Joey to take advantage of this two-for-one, low price, plus free shipping deal. That number again, 800-893-4058, promo code Joey.
Don't start singing, Dad.
I was going to say, this is the first time, first and last time you'll probably hear George Michael on this show. I mean, it's a great Christmas song.
Don't start singing.
Wham! Back in the 80s was a big deal.
There we go again with the 80s music.
It's okay. You heard Rob said the other day after we got off the air.
Yeah.
That, you know, the coming of age time in your life is the time that you cling to the music and... Look, the 80s were it, baby.
I'm sure.
You're sure. Take my word for it. It was. all right, so go ahead. You do something, and then I'll do something.
I've got something.
Okay, go ahead.
I've never really thought much about. I've never been coon hunting before, but the American Cooner is having their 56th annual Grand American Coon Hunt in Orangeburg. That's January 8th through the 9th. It's two night hunts and two bench shows. They are going to be, you're going to have entries in by December 10th, and you can contact David McKee for.
10th has already passed.
Oh. So, why
this
are we doing this?
This is for spectators, I guess. I don't know. You didn't proof that very well, did you?
You gave it to me.
I'm sorry. Just because I give you something doesn't mean.
You said, here, do this.
No, I said, here's some stuff to choose from. You picked it.
Well.
Anyway, it can be for spectators.
Okay. So
maybe there's late entry. I don't know.
I don't see anything here about late entry.
Okay. Well,
but first place is $1,000. Second place is $500. Third place, $300. And fourth place, $200. I kind of want to do a coon hunt one time.
When we grew up in Chester, there was a black gentleman. He and his wife lived down the road. And they didn't believe that somebody had landed on the moon. They thought it was, you know, just a conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. And my dad had a J3 Cub, and they talked about dad going through the air. But John always promised my brother a coonskin hat. I don't think Paul ever got one, but it always, you know, because.
Daniel Boone.
Yeah, coonskin hat.
I used to have a fake one, but it counted. Also, though.
It stunk when it got wet, too.
Yeah, I remember that. well, I said there's.
Yes.
There's going to be a hunt off on Saturday night to crown the champion.
So cool.
I would like to go.
Okay. All right. Let's do the Christmas things.
Okay. You go first.
You want me to go first?
Mm-hmm.
I got to find mine. I know I wrote mine down. Are we going to go back and forth, or are you just going to do my five?
Forth.
Okay. You sure you don't want to go first? I'll.
Yeah. Go right ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, this was always on my list, but this kind of cemented it when I saw this the other day. It's a Facebook group, and the guy said, I did fall out of the stand 20 feet and break my back, but it was 100% my fault, not any certain tree stand's fault, but all my fault. So just be careful out there and stay safe. I'm sorry, but they have me so high I can't be making much sense, but God bless. That was his post after falling out of a tree stand. So you know what I'm going to have on my list.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a deer hunter in your life, and I hate to say they're too selfish to wear one on their own, or maybe they haven't thought about it or whatever, but a safety harness is one. And I'm going to go ahead and get number two out of the way, so because going with a safety harness needs a lifeline. I mean, a tree strap's fine. That's what we never use harnesses, and we never use tree straps, and we never use lifelines. But now I don't step off the ground without a harness and a lifeline. Mm-hmm. And
we talk about it being like a second skin.
Yeah.
Because once you get used to wearing it, you don't feel normal without it.
That's right. And the other morning I got up 32 feet in a sweet gum tree.
Huh.
And I had forgotten to attach one of the leg straps. Because you know mine click.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's an older one. And I always only do one leg strap, and I put the other in my pocket until I get the stand, then I connect the second one. Mm-hmm. And like 50% of the time I forget to do the second one before I call. So I'm way up there and I sit down and I realize that one of my leg straps is not fastened, and then you get this, oh my. Okay. So anyway, safety harness. Look, Hunter Safety System, Jerry Widener, it's, you know, there's others out there. And I don't care which one you get, Muddy, Safety Harness, Hunter Safety Systems or whatever. But get one. Hunter Safety System rolled out a one-size-fits-all safety harness for $49.99 called the Shadow. It will save your life. It doesn't have all the bells and whistles and pockets and everything that some of the others they've got, but it will save your life. Mm-hmm. And it's $49.99, and a lifeline is, what, $29.99 for a single lifeline? Oh, they've gone up on them. Wow.
Well, there's 22 for a... Huh? That's without the... Oh, that's just the rope tree strap.
That's a tree strap, yeah. Safety line is... Oh, they made them longer. Do you see that? 42 foot.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, right. Okay. So the original non-reflective is 43. They have a reflective for 43, and then they have now a 42 footer for 49. 59 if you want a reflective. And the reflection is line of sight. In other words, if you shine it, it reflects back to you, not off to the sides, which is really cool. So there's two of mine. So you have to do two of yours now.
Well, my first one was definitely...
Yeah, safety harness and a lifeline. They go hand in hand.
My first one was definitely a backpack because for me, I forget stuff a lot.
You think?
Don't.
What did you forget last time we went hunting, Taylor?
Don't. We don't talk about it.
What did you forget?
We don't talk about it.
Yes, we do. Interested minds want to know, what did you forget last time?
Interested minds didn't need to know until you brought it up.
That's right. But now they want to know. So what did you forget, Taylor?
Shooting sticks.
And what did I have to do for 4 hours last Saturday morning?
Sit on the ground.
On the cold ground. Because I sacrificed my chair for you to use as a rifle rest. Okay. Just had to get that out there. Go ahead.
Did you really have to?
I did.
Anyway.
Teachable moment.
But then again, it doesn't fit in a backpack.
Sure it does. It folds down and it's about 10 inches long.
But it was too big for my backpack.
No, it's not.
It was.
It'll fit in any backpack. It'll fit in my fanny pack.
That is not true.
Got straps on it to strap it on the outside.
Anyway, a good backpack. I use Realtree, but you can find them at Walmart. Just using a good backpack with some pockets. Don't lose your stuff in the pockets, though. I tend to stray away from the ones that have a bunch of pockets because I tend to lose pocket knives and all that fun
but
stuff.
But pockets keep stuff separated and keeps from clanking together.
That's true. So. And then a big one that you have drilled into my brain is binoculars. Everybody
binoculars.
Needs a good pair of binoculars. And it doesn't mean you have to be a hunter to want binoculars because we use it for all different types of things.
Oh, yeah. Stargazing.
Mm-hmm. That and, I mean, we just like to glass
yeah.
a lot.
Glassing's fun.
He's always taught me, you know, like, the only way you're going to see things you're wanting to see is through binoculars. And I'm like, well, that's actually true because it's happened to me multiple times.
And you can get pairs of binoculars, good pairs, for $65, $50, $60. You know, a good mid-range pair is probably $120 to $160,
$70. We use Leupold.
We use Leupolds. They're a little more expensive, but the customer service is absolutely worth it. Mm-hmm. They stand behind their products, no questions asked, and have my entire life since I've been using Leupold stuff. And they don't pay me anything to say that either. I wish they did, but they don't. So I give due credit where credit's due, and Leupold has been one of those companies that I've just enjoyed using their products, and you know they enjoy making up for my...
losing the eyepiece.
Yeah, losing the eyepieces. Dropping a pair of binoculars out of a tree stand.
The dog chewed up the eyepiece.
They really stand behind things. So a good pair of binoculars. Be careful. A lot of people talk about, you know, how much magnification you want. You know, 8x42 is probably the all-around best. It's not too, you know, doesn't blow it up too much, especially if you're backyard doing stuff backyards. So anyway, good one. I got one for you.
Tell me.
A hammock.
Ah, I love hammock. Well, a bear burrito.
Well, that's if you're camping in bear territory. But if you're just stringing it up between two trees at the lake or something like that, I mean, a hammock. Oh gosh, talk about relaxation in a stuff sack.
Unless it's 30 degrees outside.
Well, then you just got to have a pad between you and the outside and a blanket. I've slept in hammocks at 38. So, but yeah, hammock. Just you know, they're $50, $60 for the base ones. And the base ones do everything the big ones do.
The Enos, right?
Yeah, Enos or mountain trunks or something. And there's a bunch of them out there now. The local hiker in Spartanburg loaded up with hammocks. I'm sure they could fix you up with a hammock if you want one.
Well, this place over here in Traveler's Rest.
That's right.
Sunrift.
Sunrift's got them. And shop local when you do this stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, as best you can.
I mean, we do like Walmart, but find the little stores.
That's right. It may cost you a little more, but that's supporting the guy that lives next door to you and not somebody in Benton, Arkansas.
Exactly.
Okay. What you got?
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses.
For me, I have blue eyes, and blue eyes are tending more sensitive to the sun, so I want a good pair of sunglasses. And we use Costas, but a good pair of polarized sunglasses is what everybody needs. And it also helps, though, I've noticed, fishing, because you can see what's underneath you.
Oh, yeah. Eye protection.
Mm-hmm.
Outdoors.
Yep.
You know?
Dust.
Things from, and bugs and whatever else.
Kind of, it comes in handy when you're on the tractor for how many hours you've been on the tractor?
Yeah.
8 hours?
Eye strain. It's essentially helping with eye strain, too. So, yeah, but those are a good one. Something for anyone who wears boots or tries to put on two pair of pants. Pants on underneath, overalls or coveralls or whatever. Ankle gaiters.
I'm sorry. What?
Ankle or pant gaiters, as you want to. Pant. Ankle gaiters, ANKLEGAITERS. They're just little neoprene straps with Velcro on them. And you, as you put on the extra set of pants or whatever else over top, they just Velcro around there and they keep your pants from riding up. They work great. I mean, duck hunting is where I discovered them. So anyway, go ahead. One more.
Mine actually kind of goes along with
yours. And you can get those from anywhere. Cabela's, Walmart's got them too.
Walmart. We love Walmart.
Go ahead.
Mine's a good pair of boots. Hiking boots or hunting boots. You just need a good pair of boots.
Boots are not a place to skimp.
Nope. Because you want to be comfortable and you want them to be good quality.
You want to protect your ankles.
Yep.
So.
And down low country, y'all probably want rubber boots for snakes.
Snake boots, yeah.
All that.
So. All right, y'all hang on. We'll be back. More Woods and Water South on the other side.
If only. It's Christmas. Baby, please come home.
Stop it right now.
That's a good Christmas song. Probably the only time you'll ever hear U2 on this show also. But Christmas, make an exception to Christmas time.
I'm holding my breath every time you turn on the bumper music. I'm holding my breath if you're going to start, like, singing.
No, I won't. Not yet, anyway.
Not yet. So, we actually, I kind of missed this one in the last segment, but it kind of goes along with our Christmas present thing.
Okay.
Academy and South Carolina Wildlife have teamed up for like a subscription coupon thing.
Oh.
So, they have kind of teamed up and made almost like a coupon.
Okay.
Where if you go subscribe to South Carolina Wildlife, January 1st to the 15th, you can get $10 off an in-store purchase of $50.
Cool.
So I definitely think that's something to go take advantage of.
Yes. South Carolina Wildlife is a great magazine.
We love South Carolina Wildlife around here.
We do. It's one of those that stays on the shelf for you to look at time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, excuse me.
You go there?
I got to take a sip of something. Y'all hang on a second. Let's do this the right way. Is this mine?
That's yours. Yeah.
Okay, I have to mute myself and take a drink of something before I start coughing. Hang on.
I don't know what's wrong with him these days. He's a little out of it.
I'm back. I've had this one for probably 2 months, and I never have gotten to it. It's just the thing, we just have too much to get to. So, oyster shells. A lot of you are having oyster roast through Christmas and New Year's. And
we love oysters.
And yes, we love oysters. I don't care if they're raw or steamed or fried or broiled. I guess oysters Rockefeller are probably broiled. But yeah, I can eat oysters any way you can give them to me.
Bowen's Island.
Yes.
Fried oysters.
They're good.
Oh,
they're good. They are that. And their steamed ones are good. And if you get a chance to go out and pick some of your own, they're even better straight out of the water. But anyway, some of you might not want to go that far, but I'm here to tell you they're good. So oyster shell recycling. Okay. Tips. Do bring your shell to the nearest shell recycling center. Do not put live or freshly shucked oysters back in South Carolina waters. Don't do it. There's a reason for it. Because there can be diseases spread from one colony to the next. And that's why you put them in the recycling bins that are provided, and DNR takes them, they clean them, and then they recycle them in various ways. Why should you recycle them? Let me skip through this. I got it in. No. Okay, why? It's a harvestable and renewable resource. Each year, tens of thousands of bushels are harvested recreationally and commercially. An adult oyster filters up to 2.5 gallons of water per hour, up to 50 gallons a day. And oysters build reefs, which provide habitat for fish, shrimp, crabs, other animals. They're an integral part of the marine ecosystem. And there are nearly 120 different species that frequent oyster reefs, including red drum, blue crabs, flounder, and shrimp. And trust me, redfish love oyster rakes. They hide behind them, and they, you know, ambush their prey. But they also like to cut you off on them.
Mm.
Barnacles, anytime they get in. Oysters are a big part of it. They also are used in erosion control, protect marshes and all. Let's see. Drop-off locations. This is important. There's a in Richland County, at Clothing World, out there on 20 east of Columbia, there's a bin at Clothing World. There's a bin at City Roosts, and that's down towards Assembly Street, Rosewood Drive. Kershaw County, there's a Camden bin at the Off the Hook Seafood. Darlington County, a Hartsville bin at Kamai Gardens. A Florence bin, Irby Street to Pamlico Highway, and it's 8 miles at the end of 5911 Pamlico Highway, Florence. It's a business called Thompson Logistics. There you go. North Myrtle Beach, Platt Seafood, Myrtle Beach at 21st Avenue North, Merle's Inlet at Garden City Fire Department, Merle's Inlet at Clam Bank Landing, Georgetown at the Waccamaw River Bridge, in Berkeley County, Goose Creek at Gilligan's Restaurant, Monk's Corner at Gilligan's at the Dock. Those are both, that's on the river back there where we go shad fishing down below the dam.
Oh
yeah, that's wow. Where that is in Monk's Corner. So at Ladson Bend at the Jessen Boat Ramp, Charleston County, here you go. There's one at McClellanville Bend at the Town Hall, Alwandaw Bend at the Garris Boat Landing, Isle of Palms at Isle of Palms Marina, Mount Pleasant at Sweetgrass Basket Parkway, Red's Ice House, the Charleston Outdoor Catering, that's in West Ashley, James Island at Soligar Boat Landing, the Fort Johnson. There's one at Fort Johnson. It's at the Department of Natural Resources headquarters there. Gilligan's Restaurant in John's Island, Bear's Bluff Fish Hatchery in Wadmalaw Island, Edisto Island Bend is at the Edisto Beach Parkway at the Dawu Bridge. Cotton County, there's one at the Beltline Recycling Center, Beaufort, at the County Public Works, and at Trask Landing. There's Hilton Head at the Coastal Discovery Museum. Blah. At the Sands Beach Boat Landing, Edgar Glen Boat Landing on Lemon Island, Hunting Island at Rust Point, and St. Helena in downtown Beaufort. Across the Beaufort River, Ladies Island, and Frogmore. Go out there a little bit. So anyway, but yeah, and what DNR does with it is they get all these oyster shells, they let them dry out, kill off all the disease and all, and then they bag them. And if you look along at low tide around a lot of boat ramps and stuff, you see this black web stuff, those are bags of oysters shells, and they're creating new oyster reefs because the baby oyster spawn or whatever you want to call it will attach themselves to those and grow new oyster beds. Are you paying attention?
I am. Okay. I was looking up something for this next article.
Okay. All right. Well, go ahead, because you got all of about 3 minutes to go.
Okay. Well, we'll do a fast one then.
Do a fast one.
We actually have one right out of Allendall about a DNR officer saving a driver from a burning car.
Yep.
Griffin Allison was the first in response to a car fire, which it was a pickup truck and a dump truck that collided, and the pickup truck was... on fire, and the people in the dump truck plus Griffin Allison, they were able to get the man that was trapped inside the truck out
moments before it burst into flames.
Moments before it burst into flames, and the guy, he got out with lower right arm injury and just some head injuries, but that was it.
Wow.
A South Carolina DNR officer, imagine yep. that.
Get the kids outside. Playing with kids outside after dark. Got plenty of time. Quit looking at the board.
I was just looking.
Okay. And it's kind of, this is a little, you know, a little easier to do in the wintertime because you don't have to worry about snakes and spiders and stuff like that. But you can do this pretty much year round. But it's kind of fun this time of the year. Flashlight tag.
I love flashlight tag when I was little.
The person who is it tries to tag players with their flashlight beams. Don't shine it in their eyes, especially if you have a streamlight or something like that.
Yeah.
Don't do laser tag because you can, you know. But, yeah, so a variation. Sit in a circle with a person who is it in the middle, blindfolded with a flashlight. Players creep forward and get as close as possible before being tagged by the flashlight. The person who gets closest is the winner. Ah, kind of a stealth thing there.
Uh-huh.
Glow-in-the-dark treasure hunt. Hide glow sticks or battery-powered candles in your backyard ahead of time. Then go out together to find them, tell your children the boundaries, and let them lead the way to see how many they can find. A flashlight nature walk. Give each person a flashlight, hold hands, and set off into nature, or just your backyard. What you can see when you look up. When you look down, what happens when you turn off your flashlight? The coyotes start howling. Stop and listen. Head outside and find a comfortable place to sit. Ask everyone to stay quiet for several minutes, taking note of everything they hear. When the time is right, share your observations. Huh. Stargazing on a clear night, take a blanket outside, lie back on the ground, and gaze at the stars. We used to do this as kids so many times. I actually looked for a few minutes the other night, but didn't see anything. How many stars do you see? And then get a book and do the stargazing thing. You know, name the constellations.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And
like
all.
The, was it Seven Sisters?
Oh, yeah, the Pleiades and Orion the Hunter. Right now, Orion the Hunter is on the horizon to the south, and then it moves to kind of the west as the morning approaches. So it's really cool.
The Little Dipper and the Big Dipper were all of my favorites.
Yep. This stuff everybody can do.
Yep.
All right. More Christmas music, and we'll be back with the last segment after this break.
And everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Yes, sir, once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, hope by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Gotta have some carpenters on Christmas, Taylor. Gotta have some carpenters. Being disrespectful now.
Huh?
You're being disrespectful.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I was
Karen
asleep.
Carpenter.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. For no matter how far away.
You want a chair between us?
When
dot in your eye.
For the sunshine of a friendly gaze. For the holidays you can't be.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry. I am remembering.
Yes.
When I had November as my month for bumper music.
Yes.
I'm remembering a couple of really good songs that I picked out that I started playing for intros, and you were like,
"Put you to
that's
sleep."
That's gonna put people to sleep.
That's right.
You
but
think
this
that's
is Christmas music?
Put
no, it's
to
Christmas
sleep.
Music because everybody goes, "Oh, Karen Carpenter."
Oh, nobody's gonna go. Oh, Luke Combs.
Nope, nobody will.
Oh, Morgan Wallen.
Nobody cares about them. But Karen Carpenter at Christmas time is a different story altogether.
I'm sure.
Well, to go along with my Harness and Lifeline gift at Christmas, you've got a story here.
I've got a good story.
It's not from South Carolina, although this one just kind of made the news. And just think about this when you think about what this must be like.
Think about it if you're not a hunter yourself. Think about it if you have family members or friends.
The deer hunt.
Yeah, just think about this one. So this is out of Rankin County, Missouri. A man is lucky to be alive Friday afternoon after he had to be cut out of a tree stand. His accident occurred after 1 p.m. It doesn't say what time they found him, but a quote here from one of the officers, "We had people that took us back in the woods probably a mile, and sure enough, he was hanging upside down. The only thing keeping him in the tree were the two straps that go around his feet and the climbing stand." So he did not have a harness on, and that's painful. The hunter was transported out of the woods where he was taken in ambulance to the hospital. He was, and they said he was in pretty good condition for the amount of time he was hanging there and for how he was hanging there. He was responsive. He was good enough that he was able to be transported by ground instead of air. But they said that he's very fortunate. The man said he was not wearing a harness when he fell, and he urges hunters to buy one and wear one if they're going to be in a tree stand. So spend the extra dollars and buy a safety harness because they're truly lifesavers.
Absolutely.
And I think that's, I mean, you don't hear of half the stories that happens to. I mean, you just right here. you don't hear about it on the news, but it happens. And it happens a lot more than you think. And it...
You unnecessarily.
Know. Yeah. And I feel like some people, they don't go for the idea of a safety harness because some of them are very pricey, but it is so worth it. I mean, like I said, the shadow.
And some
$50.
Of them don't think accidents can happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're called accidents, because
they
happen. That's right. Good news on the access side. The Nature Conservancy transfers 791 acres addition to the Stump House Mountain Heritage Preserve. A few causes have captured the attention of Saginaw Upstate community, like the movement to protect Stump House Mountain Heritage Preserve in 2007. Now, the Nature Conservancy and the Saginaw Department of Natural Resources are nearly tripling the popular preserve site. In June of this year, TNC closed on a 791-acre property in Oconee County called Turnip Top, named for the 1,600-foot-high mountain summit within its borders. On December 10th, the Nature Conservancy transferred those acres to DNR. The properties will be added to Stump House Mountain Heritage Preserve and managed for public access, recreation, and wildlife habitat. Let's see. Turnip Top has been a high conservation priority for decades for its size, connection to other conserved lands, and impact on water quality. The property includes headwater streams that ultimately drain into Lake Kiwi, a drinking water supply for many upstate communities, as well as a popular recreation destination. Yeah, black bear, wild turkey, deer, an array of migratory birds. The property is currently enrolled in the Wildlife Management Area Program, and got five species of bats, pickerel frogs, turquoise darters, smooth coneflowers, Radford sedge, blue ridge bittercress, and whorled horse balm.
Good job, Dad. You made it through.
Yeah. So anyway, yep. So 791 more acres that you can go take advantage of being in the outdoors. And if you go to the DNR website, I think they have a map up of where Turnip Top and Stump House Mountain and all that is. It's yeah, it's over there.
I've got a short one here. It's kind of off our hunting topic.
Right.
But how to winterize an outboard. And I feel like this is something we need to get into, because I know if
not
you're...
Not that we have a winter.
Well, but I'm saying that as in this week.
Yes.
This week has been very low temperatures for people out here in upstate.
Yes.
And winter is coming, whether we like it or not.
Okay.
I don't know how cold it's going to be. But just a couple steps how to winterize it yourself. Stabilize the fuel, change the oil and filter, fog the inside, refresh the gear lube, inspect propeller shaft.
Fog the inside. That's an interesting one.
Fog the inside.
Yeah.
Elaborate.
No, you elaborate. You got the story.
I didn't read through this one.
Taylor.
I just grabbed this one off because that was important.
Because you were out of stuff to do.
No, I thought it was important. I saw it and I was like, oh, I didn't see that one.
Well, there it is right there. I can't read that small print.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't. Okay, we'll keep going then.
Inspect propeller shaft. Check the power trim fluid. A lot of this has to do with fluid, because that's important.
That stuff expands and contracts with the temps, and you start leaks. And
lubricate the grease points. Coat power head. Service and maintain batteries, which is very important. Yep. Store the engine upright.
Yes, don't store it tilted, because all the fluid runs, and you do have a chance of that stuff freezing, expanding. That and the water can't drain out the foot if it's tilted. So you run it straight up and down, all the water can drain out.
I didn't think about that.
Oh, yeah.
And see, this year, that actually...
comes into play with you,
doesn't
it?
It does, because we have Scarlet.
I took Scarlet out on the lake the other day.
Did I?
Just to run it for a while.
Studying for finals.
That's right. I marked a lot of things.
Did you?
I found some more cane piles.
Yeah,
a couple brush piles.
The lake we fish in, technically cane piles are not supposed to be put out.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to delve further into that.
But we found a couple.
Running along and boom, hey, look at that. It's a tree growing up off the bottom of the lake.
It's amazing what you can see with our garden.
Good electronics, buddy. They make a difference.
Let me just tell you, I think that's the first time we had our Garmin on the water. All you did was go in a figure eight and try to get the perfect figure eight when we were tracking.
Yep. And saw that. I was like, wow, look at that. Oh, yeah.
We had too much fun.
I was running figure eights. Yeah. I was trying to see if I could map figure eights.
And then you want to like retrace it perfectly.
Yeah, that's right.
You get like a little kid with some stuff. It's kind of funny.
I do. It's kind of fun. had story here about the deer coyote study over McCormick. Family fun outdoors for the activities. The wood duck box program. Making your kids uncomfortable is a good thing.
Debatable.
One of the pandemic's big winners is hunting. Hunting licenses soar as virus-weary Americans head outdoors. By the way, I need to mention right now, next week is going to be a best-of show. I'm going to go back and pull some clips from guests that have been on this year. And I'm going to get some good ones. But I have the ability to cut and clip this year, so it'll be good. And then we'll be back, I guess, live. When would that be?
I'm not sure.
It'd be in January.
I'm ready to get back in the studio.
Yeah, we need to get back in the studio. I have to check with the station. So, yeah, 26th next week. So, January 2nd. So, after New Year. So, wow. It's been a great year.
It has.
Even though it's been one of those years. But
it's been a successful year, though. I feel like when things slowed down, a lot of little things picked up that we could do here from home.
Yeah.
And it's definitely, I could see a change in the way everything is. And I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah, I am too. Be interesting to see what is and isn't. I would love for all y'all that have gotten out this year because you've had the time to do it. I'd love to see you continue it. And take somebody with you. Introduce somebody else to it. You don't have to take them to raise, but you can just plant that seed and see where it goes. And, you know, every year this is by far my favorite Christmas song. Been a long time since I've seen snow in the pine trees, but it does happen every 5 or 10 years. But anyway, from here, from Taylor and I here at Woods and Water, South Carolina, to all of you that listen, we appreciate you more than you know, and we look forward to a better 2021, and hope you're there with us. So from myself, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Taylor.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year for me.
And as always, we'll end it. Georgia. Make time to get out there.
Take the back roads when you can.
Don't forget the camera. See you live in 2021.
Christmas in Dixie. It's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie. Everyone tonight. It's windy in Chicago. Kids are out of school. There's magic in Motown. The city's on the move. In Jackson, Mississippi, to Charlotte, Carolina, and all across the nation. It's a peaceful Christmas time. Christmas.